In Central Ohio, reliable, efficient, and affordable transportation is a key to getting and keeping a good job. But traveling to work is costly for many Central Ohioans, costly in terms of money and in terms of time. As part of our week-long project, Chasing the Dream, Poverty and Opportunity in America, WOSU's Debbie Holmes looks at the role transportation plays in achieving financial security.
38-year-old Anita Ross Vanis lives in the Linden neighborhood on Columbus's north side and works as a home health care aide in Gahanna. Her transportation, the COTA bus system. She walks to her bus stop weekday mornings around 10. The single mother of three starts her journey by checking the bus schedule with an app on her smartphone.
I hate this because I could be at home spending time with my daughter, but the bus wants to come later and later and later. Because at the house it said, 10:07? And now it's saying 10:13. And I don't like missing this bus because then I'll miss the second bus and have to wait longer.
At 10:14, the ride begins.
Good morning.
Ross Vanis rides the first bus for about 7 minutes. She gets off at Cleveland and Innis. She waits about 10 minutes before the second bus picks her up. This 30-minute ride takes Ross Vanis to the Easton Transit Center off Morse Road near I-270. There she waits several minutes for a third bus. This bus takes her to her last stop north of Morse on Hamilton Road. By the time Ross Vanis arrives in Gahanna, she has traveled on three buses. Yet the trip is not over. She still has to walk about half a mile on Morse Road to the apartment complex where she works. There is no sidewalk.
Have you had some close calls?
Yes. So now I just have to walk on one side of the street because on the other side it's a real narrow path. When cars come, you like get sideswiped.
The one-way trip takes her an hour and a half. She makes $9 an hour.
Majority of my money goes towards the child care and a bus pass. And then the rest will go on utilities and food or whatever I need for the house or for my kids.
The most recent census report shows 89% of all Franklin County commuters take a car, truck, or van to work. Just under 3% take public transportation. The average commute time in Central Ohio is about 20 minutes. For Ross Vanis, it takes about four times as long. Those 3 hours a day, she could be caring for her kids, going to school, training for a better job. Ohio State Assistant Professor in City and Regional Planning, Jason Reese, says being dependent on the transit system can limit job prospects, especially for African Americans. One in five don't own a car.
If you think about issues like employment and economic empowerment for that community in particular, transportation is going to be a tremendous barrier.
Reese says the problem has grown as jobs move to the suburbs, places traditionally underserved by COTA buses.
For those folks who are really dependent on those, what really used to be kind of the bread and butter jobs of the middle class economy, they are seeing their employment opportunities kind of push further and further out into some of the exurbs and really out to the farther parts of the region.
To ease that problem, COTA established bus routes to those job centers. One of them is in the Groveport area, now a hub for warehouses. But many workers had to walk up to 2 miles from the nearest bus stop. The communities of Groveport and Obet stepped up to provide a shuttle to take workers from the last COTA stop to the warehouses. Groveport's transportation director, Bob Doler, says the $500,000 a year to operate the shuttle is a good investment.
I think what we really have to look at here is that the majority of tax revenue for both the village of Obet, and I can speak more to the city of Groveport, comes from income tax revenue from the people that work in these businesses.
Downtown Columbus continues to provide a lot of service jobs, but janitors, security guards, kitchen staff, and others struggle to get to work. A pilot program, which starts next spring, will try to improve public transit in the core of downtown. Building owners in the Capitol Crossroads Special Improvement District plan to raise about $4.5 million to provide free COTA service. The goal? Encourage some 45,000 employees to take the bus and free up parking spaces to lure more businesses. Executive Director Cleve Ricksecker.
Right now, less than 5% of the people in downtown take transit to work. If we can double that or add, you know, maybe even triple the number of people that ride the bus downtown, the impact of that is significant in many, many ways.
Free downtown bus service, though, won't help Anita Ross Vanis on the north side, who will continue to pay to ride a bus to work.
Bills aren't going to get paid. My kids aren't going to get new clothes or shoes or anything. So you have to work.